Today of all days being maybe the last of this particular series, yes. You know, I've got to tell you, we've got so many people love what you do. It's been my pleasure, obviously, to get you in to do these, and I can hear by the out-of-breath state, the breathlessness of you, that you've had a hard job getting here, so you're okay,
I'm settled down. I just had to run halfway along the N332 and lift the car.
And I can't even offer you a glass of water today because the water machine's gone. And as I said early on in the show, God knows what's next, but it could involve paper. Anyway, so what are we up to today?
Deep breath and here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the programme. And hello, Vince. Thank you for waiting for me. Today, our programme looks at the career of Andy Williams.
It's so easy to be in love with you, girl. You make it easy doing things that you do. Never before have I found that someone who tried to please me. Please me, baby.
Was born on December the 3rd, 1927, in Iowa, the youngest of four boys. In the late 30s, they formed a quartet and performed on radio in the Midwest. Here's a recording of one of their early radio appearances from a very rare transcription disc.
Here we have it. These four homespun and hand-spanked young harmonizers first started singing on their farm in Sac County, Iowa, and soon caught the attention of station WHO Des Moines, where they were featured for 3 years. The Williams brothers, Bob, 20, Dick, 14, Don, 17, and Andy boasting the ripe old age of 12. Here they are, folks. Meet the Williams brothers.
In 1944, the Williams brothers got their first break, and it was a big one. They provided the backing for Bing Crosby on the recording of Swinging on a Star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Strange to say that after that, very little happened until 1947, when Kay Thompson, who was the head vocal coach at MGM Studios, decided to go on the road and tour her own act, and she needed a vocal group to accompany her. Bob Alton, the choreographer at MGM, introduced her to the Williams brothers. Now, here's Kay Thompson to tell the story.
We went to his house in Bel Air at 8 o'clock, and we rehearsed for at least 6 weeks without anyone's asking what we were rehearsing for. It was just marvelous, great fun. And the boys were moving, and they'd never moved before, and they were dancing, and they'd never danced before, and God knows, I was doing everything that I'd never done before. And after about the fourth week, Bob said, "I think you have an act." And I said, "What is that?" And he said, "I think you can go you know, go to Las Vegas or some of those places.
Now there's something that I'd like to do, and that's introduce the boys to you.
Dick William,
Don William,
Bob William,
and Andy William. Hello, hello,
hello, hello, from all of us to all of you.
Kay and the Williams brothers toured the act from 1947 to 1951, only ending when Andy's three brothers decided they'd had enough of show business. Andy went solo in 1952 with little success. He found it hard to work alone and miss the company of his brothers. In 1955, he got a regular spot on Steve Allen's Tonight TV show and also signed a recording contract with Cadence Records. His third release made the Billboard Top 10.
Once I was alone, so lonely, and then you came out of nowhere like the sun.
This song was soon followed by Andy's only number one hit, and is probably one of the most unusual songs ever recorded by him, and it was selected for him by his recording manager, Archie Blyer.
It was done by a guy named Charlie Gracie, and Archie said to me, you want to do this song, because I think it's a hit song. So I said, well, okay, and I listened to the record, and I thought, boy, that didn't sound like me at all. He said, well, if you want a hit. I said, well, yeah, I do want a hit. He said, well, then we ought to do this song. So I got an Elvis Presley record and listened to that for a while. Then I came up with my version of, of a poor rendition of an Elvis Presley, a poor imitation. And then you tell me you love me, you say you'll be true. You know, more like that. And he was right, it was a hit. And actually we got the whole thing. It overpassed Charlie Gracie's record. And it became a big hit. I guess it's the only number one single I ever had.
You tell me you love me, you say you'll be true. Then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I've made up my mind to tell you goodbye. But I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind. Cause the honey drips from your sweet lips. When tasting, I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm clipping your wings, you're flying us through. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
In 1961, Andy left Cadence Records and signed with CBS, where he specialised in recording albums for the then strong-selling LP record format. A situation which worked well for him. At the last count, he had 18 gold and 3 platinum certified albums. These recordings, which covered a wide range of styles, really allowed Andy to show off his incredible vocal range and his technique, along with a seemingly effortless ability to make each song his own, even if he was covering an established hit of another artist. In 1962, he started the Andy Williams Show on TV, which very quickly became the highest-rated variety show on American television. This enabled him to promote and release single records, and in early 1963, this was a hit.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess
guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know, after I heard her say hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
That was the start of over 30 chart entries for Andy, and here are a few more of them.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
Moment of sweet love.
Andy's weekly TV series ran until 1971, and when that finished, he limited his appearances to three specials a year and his Christmas show. And the Christmas shows ran into the mid-90s. Andy has recorded 8 Christmas albums and is known as Mr. Christmas in American entertainment circles. In the UK, where he had more single record hits than in America, he's known as the Emperor of Easy. Last year, he had a sell-out tour of the UK, and in December, he made the UK singles chart once again when his 1963 recording of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year was reissued after it had been used in a TV commercial for Marks and Spencer. Andy has his own theatre, the Moon River Theatre in Branson, Missouri, which seats 2,054 people, and throughout the year features shows starring Andy and various other name acts. In November and December, he presents the Andy Williams Christmas Show. And if you go to his website, you can book tickets online for this year's show. And that just about brings us to the end of our look at Andy Williams. And it brings me to the end of my programmes here at OCI. I would like to thank everyone here at the station for their support and encouragement, especially Vince, and to all of you for listening and the nice comments I've received about these programmes. And if I can just take a couple of moments to mention, there is a possibility that we'll be continuing these programmes and similar sorts of music on another station, which is due to open in a couple of days' time, called Sunlight FM, which is broadcasting on 93.4, which, if you've got an old-fashioned radio dial, is just left a bit from where you are now. Hopefully those programmes will be on the air by the start of next week, and I'm on between 3 and 5 o'clock. And if I could look after you there, then I would be delighted to have the pleasure of your company. Well, all it remains for me to do is to once again thank Chris Allen for producing our show today. It has been a pleasure for us to put these together and present them to you. I hope we may be able to meet up at some time in the future. I leave you today with this final song from Andy Williams and the sentiment expressed in it, I wish to all of you. Thank you and goodbye until we hopefully meet again.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true. May each day in the month be a good day. May you make friends. And may all of your memories be sweet. The weeks turn to months, and the months into years. There'll be sadness and joy, there'll be laughter and tears. But one thing I pray, days be a day full of love. May each day in the year be a good day. May each dawn find you happy and gay. And may all of your days
well as ever, we went for the quality, and what a great artist for Barry to finish this particular part of what we've all been doing. Andy Williams, a great artist, and my thanks to Barry and to Chris for what they've done for us. Join Barry and Chris for the Two Palms Showtime. Now, don't forget, you can find most of what you would love to hear from Barry and Chris's work on my website, www.vincetracy.com. Just go into the podcast library and you can find Barry and Chris and Showtime. There's lots of lovely things to do. If you've got a computer, cost you nothing, just go and visit and have a good, good time in there. Okay, thank you to Barry and Chris. Let's move on. We're going to move on. Pum-pum-pum-pum. We're going to find Leapy Lee. I know he goes for the children around about this time. So we'll play this lovely Tommy James track. We've got one last chance to give somebody the CD tomorrow, or is it Friday? I haven't decided yet. I feel sorry for that little drummer boy, I really do. That's fit to give a king. Beautiful, beautiful track from Tommy James and his new CD. I love Christmas. I do. I